This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Do it test like in toad on the day. Well, sure, it's up from the back. Well, that out. The story was that when they found a needle sticking in a korban, they recognized this needle. It had been in a contact with a mess. So the needle became tame, the tumor, abhatuma. The needle became abhatuma. Now, kivin damama. Now they recognized that this needle was the one that had been lost. Now they found it in the carbon. That's a tumei maze. That's why the busser is tummy. Now the master kasha, according to that pshat, keep in the mama bet halal her. It's a pussy, slain by the sword. Although he's a slain man, and her means by iron weapon. So we say, herabahiyu kiholo. The iron instrument that touches the mess becomes like the mess itself. Doesn't become a vision of the tumor, it becomes a tumor. Or don't be a kelim namelit man. So why do you say only the basar was tamei, but the kahanim and their knives were toher? Isn't it possible that they touched this needle and that could make them tamei? Isn't it possible that their knives touched the needle that could make them tamei? So why did the Chachamim paskin there that the kahanim and their knives are toher, only the basar is tamei? Say the needle didn't have to touch a mess. It touched a tummy mess. Because somebody was tummy from a mess. He's abatumen. So the needle also becomes an abatumen. So isn't it the possibility maybe the kahanim and their knives touched that needle? So why do you pass into their toil? Ahavashi zoisemers. Azor ori shusarabi mi. Although the Azor is not a thoroughfare, not a street, but since people congregate there, it's called the Shusarabim in a matter of Tumah, not for Shabbos. Since it has four mechitzas, it's a, you should say Yochid for Shabbos, but for Tumah. Since people congregate there, it's called the Shusarabim. And the din is called Safek to Mishu Sarabi Vesveka Toher. That's all. Since the Shusarabi was a Safek, if they touched or not, Mishu Sarabi was Safek to Mishu Toher. That's it. And not a big Kiddush. Because any place where three people are found, it's a Shusarabi for Tumah. Any place where three people are found, it's called a Shusarabi for Tumah. That's all. Frag the Gemara, what do you need that teretz for? Or Shusayach has fake atomic. Had it been in a private place, it would have been a Safek. Maybe their knives touched, or they touched, they'd be Tomei. Let's see. Hai macha, a needle. Dovah Shingba Das Lisho. It's an object that has no sense to be asked any questions. A needle, not a person. And we have a rule. We call Dovah Shingba Das Lisho. Ben Mishu Shel Mishu Rab Ben Mishu Shel Shingba Toya. Toya. Any Safek. Let's say, if a man was standing in the street, and a cat came along carrying a dead sheretz in his mouth. As a sophic, if the cat touched him with a dead sheretz or not, he's fired. But the cat and the dead sheretz are not things you can question. They can't talk. And this sophic tumah of things that cannot talk is toya any place. Even if you say yochid. Do I have to tell me if you say rabbi? If it's a suffix, if a man who is tummy, if a metzera touched you, a metzera, is badas lisha. If it's a suffix, if a tummy mess touched you, is badas lisha. But a dead sheretz in the mouth of a cat, they don't have any sense to talk. So therefore, any suffix should be toya, even if you say yochid. And for the Gemara, Mishum, to have a suffix to me above the other. This suffix to me, even though it involves a needle, which is inanimate, a needle has no sense to ask any questions, but the needle wasn't moving to touch the man moved to touch the needle. That's a possibility. If a man is the one who made the contact with the needle, by moving his knife or moving his hand, then that's a suffix to my bobby de autumn. That's a different story. Let's say there's a dead sheriff lying in the street. And a man walked by to question if he touched it or not. The sheriff didn't touch him, he touched the sheriff's. It's a suffix, whether he touched the sheriff's or not. He is Yeshbudas Li Shoyal. So in answering, criteria is not in the thing itself. Wouldn't have any sense to be asked. Criteria is a thing that touched you, possibly. Has no sense to be asked, but if you possibly touched it, it's a different story. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Sofik Tumim, Abobi De'odon. Let's say a man was walking in the street carrying Chalas of Tumim, with a dead sheretz lying down. The question if his Chalas, that if he's squeaking and walking, touches the dead sheretz, that's a Sofik, is Tumim. It would be a shusei of it. Nishala nalem. Afil hu v'kliyam v'chalgav v'kakim. Even if the object, the tamidike object, it's a keli, it's lying on the ground, has no das li shoyel. But since the person is walking by, he's the one that maybe touched it or not, he is das li shoyel. Kedov ha-shiv das li shoyel. It's considered that object was das li shoyel. And the suffering is tamay, had it not been the shusei of it. So once more. Having not been Vishusarab, only Vishusayavid, this is not a suffix tumah, ain't but das lisha, because the person who is making contact with the tumah has das lisha, said it. The Gemara thought that the source of the tumah has to be a human being. Man, maybe touched another man. If the source of tumah is inanimate, the Gemara thought this toya was a sophic tahar. So my answer is no. The source of tumah is not important. It's important who is the one that's moving, touching. Right? In order for food to become tumah, has to be muksha with some mashke, some liquid. I boso this kasha b'mai. This boso in the Azora, in the Isham English, how did it become muksha with kabotumah? We didn't pour any water on it. In the Mishra, I say, this kasha b'dam, it became muksha because of the blood, when you shecht, the comb until the blood comes out. So blood could be a liquid, it's mashal kabotuma. Or Omar Ibhir Barab Amarietna, mean I enter, where do we know? The dam kochim shena masha. Blood of kochim, not masha. Blood, ordinarily, is a mashkes masha, but not dam kochim. Shena ma lo sochle, and you shouldn't eat blood. Allah has tishpehana kamayim. You should pour it on the earth like water. So the Torah compares blood to water. Now water is machshir the kabotumah, so blood also should be machshir. So we say no. Dam shenishper kamayim machshir. Blood that you can pour out like water is machshir, but dam kosher you can't pour out. You need it. need a damn kosher for Zvika. Shein and Ishbet Kemam ain't a maksha. So therefore you cannot say that the dam of shechting their korban was maksha the Brussels Kabbalton. But that dam does not compare to water. You can't pour it out like water, say. Well, and this kasha b'mashke beis mitzvachoye. Only would have to say it became mukshe. But some other liquids of beis mitzvachoye. That's where the water was there. There was some water there. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Hanina, mashke beis mitzvachoye. The liquids inside of the azogas called beis mitzvachoye. Lo Dayan Shahindaka, not only they themselves are Toher, they're not Bekabal Tuna. El Shay Machshin, they're not Machshin. Now, how is that? Water should not be Machshin. That's if the Raisa water is Machshin. The Tasis brings top Tasis. Don't lose a place in the Gemara. Don't lose a place in the Gemara. Look at the top Tasis. Lo Dayan Shahindaka. He didn't want to answer. Tagum Adam. Explain that Mashki is not Maksha, only Dam is not Maksha. But Mayim is Maksha. Didn't want to say that. Why? Bil'er Teres came out with the Hagibab. He answered that because he was forced to answer that Teres. But actually, no. Actually, no Mashki, no water. Of a dam in an azor is machshir. Is there a shame machshir? Why is it not machshir? Hashem disvili because he holds the tlushim lo machshir. Water that's removed from its source, from the pool, from the river, from the well, is not machshir. The dorish yitmo, the siv gavir machshir, yitmo mamish, lo hershir. So there's no pasuk to tell us. And that water is machshir. But like Elachad, there remains only one other pasuk for Hashem. I only had two psukim. I'm going to say one pasuk is from the Chubarim. Water in the pool is machshir. Let's say the meat would fall into a pool. And another pasuk is Tulushim, to take the water from the pool and pour it on the meat. But since you have only one pasuk left from Hashem, you have to say it's Mechubarim. But Tulushim are not machshir. And therefore, if the meat had fallen into a pool, into a river, into a well, yeah, kamuksha, even the azara. But since it wasn't that case, the water was poured on the meat, and the azara, the haram said, not maksha. So again, what are you saying here? The water in azara is not maksha because it's solution. Only the chugorim holds his maksha. The whole city have only one pasuk on Hechshir Mayim. It's better to explain that one pasuk. Say more in Chuborim rather than Tlushim. You have only one pasuk that water is Machshir. He holds it's preferable to explain that pasuk rather Chuborim not by Tlushim. And therefore, the water at Beis Mitzvachoye, which is Tlushim, not Machshir. Say that. Back to the Gemara. So how did his brosha become muksha v'kabel tume? Eliyamas saving or says this kasha v'chibes hakedesh. It became muksha without any liquid at all by the element called chibes hakedesh, the love, the importance of kedusha. Now whether it's the reis of the rabban is a different question, but there is such a thing called chibes hakedesh. Kochim, in certain instances, don't need any kind of hechshir to be mekabel tuma. Chibes hakedesh, the love of kedusha, makes it important enough to be mekabel tuma. If that's what you want to say, that this brosha, since it was a korban, is chibes hakedesh and machshirit. Amel de mahalia chibes hakedesh. I can say, when does chibes hakedesh help to make it mukshir? Only the ipsule gufe, make itself possible. The time it touches it, it becomes possible. But if the heksha, pibas hakedesh, should be such a full-fledged heksha, then even the avisha v'sheni and you're able to count from it, avisha v'sheni also means that once it's mukshal kavotume, it can transmit this tumor to something else. Yeah, so the boss says, Tommy, let's say the boss says, Post. Bobby on the boss says, Tommy. They said the boss says, Postle. Postle means you can't use it, but it doesn't mean Tommy anything else. But said the boss says, Tommy. Now who said, the Chibas HaKadosh is such a perfect form of Hashem that the thing that's Mukhshu with Chibas HaKadosh can become Tommy to me, Tommy something else? Say that. Chibas HaKadosh helps so far. Even to make a vision of Shady to give Tommy something else, Tifshit. So let's answer from this. Let's answer from this. The boy Reish Logish. He asked a question. So read Shalman Ochitz. The dry part of a mincha. So it means dry. A mincha is flour and shemen. Suppose you put the shemen on, but in one area no shemen came. It's just dry flour. Moedin be'rishon sheni, the account rishon sheni about, he said Chibas HaKadosh is enough to make it muksha. Not having had shemen, the shemen is machshel kapal tumah. But that part didn't have any shemen. So Chibas HaKadosh is enough, is a strong enough hersha to count rishon sheni or not. Here we have a proof from here that it's so. Because at the Basar, they didn't have any Hersha except Chibas HaKadosh. The Basar is Tommy, not only Apostle is Tommy, which means you can go further and tell me something else. So why should you answer Reish Lakish's question from here? Say that. Now he want to give an answer. What was the Hersha that made this Basar fit to the Kapal Tumah? Oma Avigid HaMash Mu'el, keep going. Shahai Sapora shall Ziv Cheshlamin. Now Ziv Cheshlamin, the owner gets the meat and he gets the skin, so he's interested that the Bahama should get a good drink and a good bath before they shecht it. When he gets a good drink, the skin comes off more easily. He gets a good bath, skin's clean. So before he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, he led it through a river. They have led it through a river. Ushkota. And in the Azor he shechted it. But there was still moisture that could make your hand wet on the skin. The skin is wet enough to wet your hair. Now since the skin is connected to the meat, the skin is a shema to the meat. So therefore, if the skin is wet, the meat is also mukshel kapal tumah. That's all. That's what happened. The behemoth had been led through a river and was still wet when they shechted it. The river is mechuba, water is mechuba. So it was a machshe, and therefore the basar is fit to be mekabel tumah, but it had a perfect hechsher, say that. Keep your finger on the line and look in the bottom tasters. The time of Shita, there is still wetness on the skin. Here's the conclusion. Not possible to avoid that some water fell from the skin on the meat. And therefore the meat became wet from the water also. That's the Hashem. There's Enir, he disagrees. In Cain out of inclusion. That's water that's removed from its source, from the skin that falls on the meat. And inclusion is said about in Admachshir, in Azor. Inclusion in Admachshir. Given the Dorish, well, Yit Mo'manish, like Elachad, go to the Hepshir. Only has one causing for Hepshir of water. When that one causing, look on the Hubalna. So, like we said above, only Bichud Borev, according to this sugya, is Machshir the Kabbal Tumah. So Alki said the water from the skin fell on the meat as Machshir. The water on the skin was Tolish already. And the Lahaki Naka, that's why he said, Havir Benoha. He passed it through a river. Shum the boy Hershim and Anoha, Shum the Chuba. So therefore, you might find a different shot. What's the Hershim? Not that the water fell from the skin on the meat. By means of the skin, the basar, but connected with this skin also becomes Hukshim, even though no water falls on the Basra itself. It means this. Apple has a stem. The stem is called a yad. Now, the machlek is the water falls on the stem, not on the apple. Does the stem make the whole apple hefshir? The din is like this. Because the dead sheretz touch the stem. Yes, yad. There's a yad to bring in tumen to the eichel. I mean, to the yad. A yad brings tumen. The dead sheretz touch the stem. The apple is tumen. Now, the question is, suppose the water touched the stem. That make that the apple mukshah or not? That's a machlekes. But that's only the stem. But the skin of the apple, or the skin of the animal, the shema, it's called the shema, everybody holds there. That there's water there, it causes the meat underneath the skin to become mukshah, the kabel to man. But the gulama, yes, shema, lahakshah. If there's a yad lahakshah, it's a machlekes. But yad, after all, the stem is not the apple itself. But the skin of the apple, or the skin of the behemoth, that's called a shema. Shema everybody holds. If the water is on the shema, it's like the food underneath the shema is mukshal kabutun. And on the whole skin, it had been water, when it was attached to the ground, to the river. He passed the cow through the river. So the whole cow was in contact with the water. So there is meat everywhere in the cow, underneath the skin is mukshah because of the water in the river, say that. Then David Miller has a good kasha. Suppose you have an apple growing on an apple tree, and you turn the branch with the apple over without pulling it loose from the tree and dip it in a well. Is that heksha?
No.
So when you pull off the apple and it's still wet, is that heksha? If it's heksha, first of all, the question is heksha, because it came wet when it wasn't fit to be moksha. And secondly, maybe it's now tolish, but it didn't take effect when it was mechuba. Take effect when it's tolish. So the kasha is valid. In the Gemara, five shuras before the Gemara spreads. Nimtz is beperish. If that needle was found in the manure, hakol toyah, everything is all right. Right, Gemara, why? In the Adah perish, let the manure go on the tummy of the bosom. We tell me the bosom. The manure is in contact with the bosom. But the manure became tummy, make the bus a tummy. Omar Avad Barabi, the perish of it. It's a thick manure. A thick manure is not a liquid anymore, and it's not food. It has been a liquid, maybe you can still call it a liquid, but it's thick, not a food. It's like dirt. Thick manure is like dirt, if there's no tumor. Even if you say it's soft manure, even liquid manure, because it's a rotten liquid. I mean, a foul liquid, you're not called a liquid anymore. It's not a kabel tumah, say that. Tony Tanya Kameda Avsheisha is in the Baraisa, in the presence of Avsheisha. A dead Sheretz is Matame Mashke. A mashkim and Thomas Akele. Akele and Thomas Akele. Echon Thomas Amashkim. Well, Mal, we learn here, Sholish Tumas Vishas. Three Tumas. are derived from Sharetz. Mashkin, Kehli, Erklin, Mashkin. We say three is four. And for Gemara, you have to correct this by saying, Goyis, shear off, cut off, Mashkin the Reshe. And say, Asheretz, Metameh, Sakeli. Skip the first Mashkin. Asheretz, Metameh, Sakeli. Kele, Metameh, Sakeli. Kele, Metameh, Sakeli. Mashkin, that's three. Say it together. So he said, skip the first Mashkin. Say, Asheretz, Metameh, Sakeli. Kele, Metameh, Sakeli. Kele, Metameh, Sakeli. Playing the Gemara, Adara. Maybe the opposite. Go is Mashkin to say, the cut off the Mashkin there. Say, Shel and Tame and Mashkin. Mashkin and Tame Kaylee. Kaylee and Tame Earthly. And for more love. Can't do that. Because it'll come out that Mashkin and Tame are Kaylee. And lo Ashtake, lo Ashkin and Tame. We don't find any Tame. The Omer says, Mashkin and Tame Kaylee, El Rab Yudah. That we learned above, way back. We really held Mashkin and Tame and Kaylee. We hauled out by it. And he backed out. He retracted. So nobody holds a Mashkin and Tameh Kehli. The Simon Echa. And the Simon to remember the order of the Baraisa. Naziosa. A keg of beer. How do you make beer in a keg? First you bring a keg. That's the Kehli. Then you bring the barley. Put it inside. That's the Echa. Then you pour in water. That's the Mashkin. But if you remember how they make beer, you remember how this baraisa goes. Sheretz mitame first the keli, keli mitame echlin, echlin mashkin. But don't say that mashkin mitame keli. Say that. So now in Hossel and in the Mishnah there, sheretz, a dead sheretz, shenimtza b'tame, was found in the clay stove, a stove of clay. A pas shebesecher shneya. The pas, the bread in that stove, is sheni letuma. The meisha atame tchilaper. The stove is a mishnah. As follows, a dead sheretz is avatuma. The clay stove is a mishnah, and the bread inside is a sheni. Omale rabade barabale hode nezi. Why don't we see? Let us see. Why time? This time, keman de moli tuma dami, as if it were full of tuma, as if it was stuffed with a dead sheretz, from wall to wall. Etere hai pasvish, and the pasha beavish. Explain that. A dead sheretz that's suspended on a thread, hanging into a clay vessel, even though it doesn't touch the vessel. The vessel is tame. Now, we could say it means as if the dead sheretz was touching everything inside, just like it didn't touch the walls of the keli, of the clay vessel. Still, it's considered like it did touch. It's hanging loose. A dead sheretz hanging loose. And it didn't touch the sides of the stove. It's considered as if it did touch. So why shouldn't you say it's considered as if it touched the bread too? And the bread should be a reason. Talk about the kasha. The dead sheretz is hanging and it didn't touch anything. So the Torah considers it as if it touched. So why say only as if it touched the stove and the stove is a reason? Consider it also as if it touched the bread too, and the bread should be a reason. Even by remote influence, the sheretz can make the stove tummy, even though it didn't touch it. But it make the bread also recently, even though it didn't touch it. Say the kasha. But first, we'll say Baal Peh, the Teretz. The answer is, we have a din at a der kelim, even kli cheres, inside that stove, they don't become tummy from the sheretz. We have a din that it were kli cheres inside that stove where the dead shadows are hanging, the cliff has not become tummy at all. So we see we don't consider the influence of the dead shadows as filling the entire space of the stove. It has only an effect on the stove itself, because it's inside of the airspace of the stove. But since it's not in the inside of the airspace of the caliph inside of the stove, those caliph don't become tummy. Since the dead shadows are not hanging in the inside of the airspace of the caliph inside the stove, those caliph don't become tummy. So we see from this that only in that caliph in which whose airspace the dead shadows are hanging, that caliph becomes tummy. If that's the case, the food that's in the caliph doesn't become tummy from the dead shells directly. No. Nothing becomes tummy directly from the dead shells except that caliph in whose airspace the dead shells is hanging. If that's the case, the dead shell becomes tummy. Imagine tummy. Dead shells are tummy. The caliph makes a division, and the caliph makes a bread. It's shiny. Inside now. On my lay, low soul, because I cannot think so. The tiny one of the ice. I'm able to think. Yeah, he called out Caleb, meets me in the outer cliff heavens. All earth and Caleb that are inside the cliff heavens should be tummy in the airspace of that cliff heavens, because there's a dead shell hanging in that airspace. I mean, here's a big stove. The big stove. And there's shells hanging in the airspace of the stove. And here are the clay pots inside the stove. But their shells are not inside the clay pots. It's not in their airspace. So the dead shells does not affect those caliph. Only affect the big caliph whose airspace it is. That big caliph becomes a vision. Caliph inside can't become tummy, because a vision can't make a caliph tummy. So we see the dead shells are not considered as if it's filling the whole airspace. No. That shells only has some influence on the caliph whose airspace is hanging. That caliph becomes a vision. All the caliph that are in contact with that big caliph only take tumah as much as the big caliph can give. Now a caliph is a vision. The big caliph is still a vision. It cannot make the caliph inside tumah. The vision cannot make a caliph tumah. But the food inside becomes tumah because of the shaming. Don't understand it, ask your neighbor to explain it to you. Tiny one, Yohar might think, Yehei Kolak Caleb meets me in the Avikli Hess. Any earthen Caleb should be tummy in the airspace of a cliff Hess where dead shells is hanging. Talmud Loima. Kolak Sheber Sefa Yitma. Anything inside that big Caleb in the stove becomes tummy. With some of them, after that says me, Kol Hoi Kolashe Yohar. Only food becomes tummy. Food or drink in the stove becomes tummy. Oichol metam, oichol mitma. Oichol becomes tummy ma'avik liyaharas, which a dead shadows is hanging. Because dead shadows makes the cliffharas a vision. And cliffharas makes the food and the drink a shaming. The ain kol ha'kelim that are there, are they not mitmi, they will become tummy ma'avik liyaharas. Because the dead shadows not hanging in their airspace. Dead shells only hanging in the airspace of the big caliph. So the big caliph becomes a vision. The caliph inside cannot be tummy from a vision. So therefore they remain tohel. Don't understand, ask your neighbors.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.